When I visited Cuba a few years ago, I found it fascinating. I also found a third world country, the result of a corrupt communist regime and a long-running tough trade embargo from its closest neighbor, the United States. To make matters worse, two recent hurricanes within weeks of each other made life difficult. So should you visit? From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. This is not an ideal time to visit Cuba, though the winter weather is attractive to those of us who live in cold climes. But two recent hurricanes just 2 weeks apart didn't help things, and the main problem now is the many hours a day that Cubans have no electricity. The Cuban electrical grid is old and crumbling. Cuban officials blame the American trade embargo for preventing them from buying fuel and parts to repair a grid barely held together with tape. Even when I was there, the electricity went out every day for a few hours with no advance warning. Now traffic lights don't work, food decays without refrigeration. If you must go, I'll tell you how to make the best of a trip in my next Travel Minute on Friday. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.